From the Ag Information Network, this is your Agribusiness Update. The U.S. quota for low-tariff beef imports in Japan was filled by the end of February, the fastest rate since 2020. Because of higher tariff rates the rest of the year, Japan will now face challenges to increasing exports of its premium Wagyu beef supplies. Brazil, because of soaring inflation, also shipped beef to the U.S. ahead of the new year, using its tariff quota in the first 2 months. National Corn Growers Association President Harold Wohl is warning the International Trade Commission of the consequences for America's farmers if the agency grants a petition for tariffs on imported 2,4-D, an herbicide that's been used for decades. Wohl says this has the potential to limit imports, raise prices, and create a supply shortage that will raise the cost of production in an already tight market. He says farmers are price takers, not setters, and managing production costs is crucial. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the USDA is taking the cross-species outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza very seriously. Bird flu has been detected on dairy farms and poultry sites in multiple states recently, along with a human case in Texas. Vilsack tells Brownfield research is underway with vaccines, so rest assured we're working on it and investing in it.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.